Good morning, Rabotai. Just when I say the shir, I try to say it's my grandfather's yahrzeit tomorrow night on Shmini Atzeres, so the shir should be a schus for the neshama of Avram Eliezer ben Reb Tzvi. And in fact, just in case you're not aware, there's some nice, delicious refreshments, some potato kugel, and some fruit, I think, and some drinks in the sukkah. So I don't know about during the shir, but at least after the shir, if you didn't take yet, you can please Rabotai. It should be a schus for the neshama. A little kibud, you know, for the Bnei Torah learning on Hashan Rab at night. Okay, so we have a beautiful little sugi over here, which is a little very slippery, I would say. I didn't realize till after I did the sugi. It's very slippery, but we'll do what we can with it. Siat Shmaya, because Baruch should help us and guide us. Basically, the Mishnah, starts off with the Mishnah, on Daf Chof Hei. The Mishnah starts off, Shulchan Mitzvah, Peturim Min HaSukkah. If you're Shliach Mitzvah, you're Pater from eating in the Sukkah. Says Rashi, what is Shulchan Mitzvah? Hochei B'derech Mitzvah. They're going in the path to do a Mitzvah, going Lilma Torah, or Hakbil Pnei Rabo, Liftel Shruyim. Different Mitzvahs is on the way to do. Peturim Min HaSukkah, Fiul B'Shas Chaniyos. Even doesn't make a difference if he's still going. He's resting, he's sleeping at night, he's overnight. Day and night, even if he's not moving and traveling at nighttime, b'shas chaniyos, he's still putter from doing it. And the Gemara, there's a whole piece of Gemara, two different makaras for it. Halacha, the Gemara, the reason for this is because oseik a mitzvah, putter min mitzvah. The Gemara brings two different sources for that. One pasuk, b'shtav esecha, then the case later on by Tmei Nefesh on Pesach Sheni. Either way, there's a famous klal which explains this Mishnah. Oseik a mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. If you're involved in doing a mitzvah, and you're pater from other mitzvahs. And therefore, over here, when they're going to the mitzvah, that's considered you're involved in doing a mitzvah, right? Because you're going to do a mitzvah, I guess it's like a hechsher mitzvah, not even that criteria, but basically, he's involved in doing a mitzvah, he's going to do the mitzvah, he's on the way, so he's doing the mitzvah now also on a certain level. And therefore, if he's involved in doing the mitzvah, he's oseik a mitzvah, he's pater min a mitzvah. That's the Gemara and the Rashi, according to Rashi. So the big machokas are both Rishon over here, Tosis and the Rosh, and the Ran. Well, just not touching the Rosh exactly, but the Ran and the Tosis have a big machokas. I'll try to explain it concisely without reading inside. Let's go straight to the Ran, both equal Medak. So first he quotes Rashi. And he's really quoting Tosis. He quotes Rashi, who says, even Bishas Chan Yosan, when he's not traveling, he's not doing anything, he's still putter from the sukkah. Mikla Medak, Fectotosis, Mikla Medak, or in general, this is the Ran's Kash also, but there's a basic problem over here. Myochol Kaim Eshteim, if he couldn't Mekaim both them, right, the guy's, according to Rashi, the person's sleeping at night, the guy is, he's camping, he's not doing anything, he turned in for the night, he went into Motel 6, and he's not traveling anymore. So Michal and Kaim Shalchor, simply speaking, can be Kaim both of them. What's the big deal? So my peturim, right? Someone who's doing a mitzvah, he's camping out for the night, right? He finished basically his traveling. He could go ahead and the kind of mitzvah of achira sukkah, can go get a sukkah. It's not going to make a difference. So Chora, he should. Why shouldn't he Kaim both of them? That's the Tosu Kasha, the Ran's Kasha. My peturim, the Atu Mishyeshlo sits as big dough. He says the whole thing. I never heard such thing. He says, not shy to say, when a person is wearing tzitzis, wearing tefillin, and all of a sudden he's putting from other mitzvahs. I mean, he can do other things, right? There's no reason why he's a pot. Why should we pot him? Is he pot? We know he's not pot. I never heard such a pater in my life, says the Ran Tosis, right? The guy's wearing tzitzis, also a mitzvah, and therefore, I said, you finish your pater. How could that be? Kash number one. That's the Ran's first, the Tosin, the Ran's first kasha. What about tzitzis and tefillin? We see over there, it's definitely pasha, you're definitely chayiv in other mitzvahs. Why should you put? There's no rhyme or reason for it. Then he brings the Ryan number two, right? Case number two he has to deal with. What about the Gemara in the famous Gemara in the Dorim says, if someone's mudr hanah mechaver, someone made a nedri, can't get hanah from his friend, the shayos, and now he found his friend's lost article, hashava saved, the shayos, could I, the person who can't get anoa from him, could I return the article? They say, why not? I mean, I'm doing him a favor. I'm not getting anoa from him. But the shaila is because the famous Prutah Rav Yosef, when someone's osek min a mitzvah, he's involved in doing a mitzvah, such as Shavas Aveda, he's returning the lost item, and an ani comes over and needs some help. So if you hold, if he's doing the mitzvah, osek min a mitzvah, part min a mitzvah, comes out that this finder, the return of the lost article, will be nene, because I'm putter from giving the person $10. I normally would have to give him $10 or whatever amount of money it is. So meos, I'm getting hand up. So that's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara says, it's no problem. Even though chori, you're getting hanoah when you return, because you become putter from doing the mitzvah of giving stock to ani. But no, it's not. Why not? Because the Gemara is lo shliach, that a person will go ahead and an ani will come over when I'm returned, when I'm in the process of being meisha avei, that's lo shliach. So if it's not probable, it's not normal for it to happen. So mail comes out that's not called hanoah. Because what kind of what? Because Louis and Surav had to, when I give the article back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, someone only comes over to me. It's not going to happen. That's mail. Therefore, you have to give it back because you're not getting hanoah. Because that's that lo shechadik hanoah is not called hanoah. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Frektosis. What do you mean? According to Rashi, or in general, he says Bishlam, you'll tell me. You know, Bishas, when he's giving the back in that situation, that's not normal. You can't assume that an ani come at that time. But what about a situation where? What about normal? I took the aveda, I put it in my closet, I put it in my cabinet till I find the proper who the owner is. So at that time, in osik a mitzvah of return the aveda, I'm trying to find out. I put up a sign and I'm holding it for him, I'm watching it for him, I'm taking care of it for him. In that situation, right? You should be Yosef a mitzvah. So you should be putter in a mitzvah. Right? Why aren't you putter in a mitzvah over there? If you hold even Bishas Chaniyas, even if it's Efshal Kaim Shneim, so you putter from the second mitzvah, even though you could do both of them. So over here also, I have the item in my cabinet, and I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda, not going out and giving it back to him, but I'm still in the kind of mitzvah at this time, because I'm watching it for the purpose of giving back to Haveda. So in that case, an ani comes over, that's very shchiach over the couple days or the month, whatever it is, that he's holding the item for the owner. So it's very shchiach that ani should come over. So it comes out, in that kind of case, it is shchiach. You'll be getting hanah. Someone comes over, I'll be putter, because I'm doing the mitzvah. So it says the tosis, we see from there, from those two kashas, the case of tzitzis and tefillin is one kasha. Second kasha, the case of the ani and the mudra hanah. How come in that case you're not getting hanoah? Obviously, because you're not putter. Throughout the time, when you're not going ahead, when the item's sitting in your closet, even though you're doing a mitzvah, nevertheless, obviously you're not putter, and therefore you're not getting hanoah. That one must be, that says, this is what Tos says, the Ran quote is quoting this, it must be, we see from here, Tos is sparse from here, that the only time you're putter, also a mitzvah putter, but a mitzvah is only if it's Yeshul Kaim Shnev. You can't do both of them. You can't do both. I'm doing one, and the other one will interfere with this mitzvah. So male, in that case, you only be chuyif to the one you're, forget about the second mitzvah. And the first mitzvah takes precedence. So male, and therefore, in the case of the Gemara over there, while it's sitting on the shelf, there's no pitur, because then you can do both of them. And therefore, the only time you get a pitur is only if you're giving the item back. Right? In that situation, giving it back, then I can't do two things at one time. I'm involved in doing the actual mitzvah of returning it, and therefore I can't go ahead and also give an ani some money. So maybe you part from giving an ani some money. So enoch ra'am, you're getting hanah, but that's not hanah because that's lo shriach. So to get the patur is lo shriach because throughout the entire time when it's on your shelf, there's no patur. And if a guy comes then, so you'll be chayiv. Elamai da, you guys, when the guy comes, that's not a problem because that's lo shriach. Therefore, Tosa says it must be that the whole tour only applies if you're osik ben a mitzvah, and another one comes up, and you should do both. In that case, it's a ptur of osik mitzvah patam ben a mitzvah. And therefore, Tosa says it must be when the Gemara talks about the first case the Gemara brings over here, someone's going up to visit his Rav Chizra, Rabba Bar Huna, Rav Huna. They were being ol regel to go to visit their Rebbe, the Reish Galusa. And when they slept, they didn't go to the sukkah because they were osuka mitzvah. It must be, says Tosus, Zemer Lefun, it must be, it's a little dochuk, but it must be Zemer Lefun, that because if he would have slept in Sukkah, it would have taken away somehow from his involvement in his ability to go ahead and go see his Rebbe, might come late, whatever, somehow will take away from the mitzvah, and therefore there's a p'tur. But if it wasn't for that, if you can do both easily, Tosus paskins, that there's no p'tur of osu b'mitzvah, p'tur b'mitzvah. You mechuyev to both if you could do both. It's only if you can't do both, then you're doing one, don't worry about the second mitzvah. That's no Kimti brings the Gemara, according to says Tosus. That is Tosus. Says the Ran comes along and says, V'lo nirli. Doesn't I disagree with this, doesn't make sense, it's not near, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. First of all, the Pashta Milsa, Gomash McCain, it's not much the case of the Gemara, it's talking about a case where if you would do the second mitzvah, then he would affect the first mitzvah, not the Sechet, Kimti is not the Mistaver, doesn't say in the Gemara. But then he goes on to bring, and I'll try to do an abridged version of it, brings four cases. He asks the Kasha on Tosis from four different cases. From each of those cases, he tries to prove, even though it's Efshel Kaim Shnehem, you could do both. Nevertheless, there still is a Ptur of Othek Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. And let me go through the four cases, because they are relevant, as we'll see later on. The first case is also a similar case to the case of the first case in the Gemara of Reish Galusa. It was going up, Rav Huna. So Rav Chizkiya and Rav Huna were going up to visit Reish Galusa, and there was a whole shaila, and they slept in a sukkah where the noy sukkah, which is the psul in the sukkah, where there was below four. So the machokas, there was a big tumult then. If the noy sukkah was below four, was four more than four away, is that possible? That part of the sukkah is that schach possible? So basically, so they challenged, so they slept in this kind of sukkah, and who is it? Rav Nachman. Says, no, you see, you're obviously mowed to me, you hold this not a psul. You're sitting in this kind of sukkah where the schach is below, is more than four, so it should pass. You guys always said it's a psul. What are you doing sleeping there? Says, no, it's not. We're not maskim. We're not chozer now a shita. Rather, but we're shluchei mitzvanan. We're going to see the Reish Galusa, and therefore put from the sukkah. And Tezus, and over there, the situation was not, and says the Ran, that's not a case where if they would go to the sukkah, it would take away. They were in town, they were already in town, I guess, it sounds like they were in town, and the Reish Galus was there, and the Shalos, where should they sleep? Who cares where they slept? It doesn't make a difference. And therefore, Kash number one says, the Ride number one says, the Ran, you see that over there is a Ptur of Othek Memis or Potamis, even though they could have done both. It definitely wouldn't affect it over there. It doesn't say anything about that. It wouldn't take away from seeing the Rebbe Berego. So Meos, that's Kashna Raya number one, he says, we see from there, even if a person can go ahead and do both mitzvahs, right, like he could have done over there, he could have slept in the sukkah, not a problem, doesn't take away. Nevertheless, you're still put. Othek Memisra is still put in a mitzvah. Raya number two, a chassan. Says a chassan's putter from Kriya Shema until Mosle Shabbos, until he does Bir Rishona, and because he's involved in the mitzvah, he's thinking about it, he's involved in the mitzvah, the whole time he's doing a mitzvah, and therefore he's putter from Kriya Shema. Vector on, if the halacha is that if you could do both, you're not putter, so there also you could do both. Why can't you do both? Elamai will tell me, well, he's all nervous, he's concerned, he's thinking about it. So let him get unnervous, he says. We see Ben Avol, he can become unnervous, tell the guy to calm down and relax for a couple of minutes or whatever. So let him do the same thing over here also. So why is the guy putter, Fekter Ran? Why is he putter? You're right, he's doing a mitzvah. He's thinking about Bir Rishona, what to do. He's all nervous, what to do. He's planning ahead. Okay, so let him stop thinking about it. Let him stop being nervous. So let him do the mitzvah. Zemr the Fun Ryan number two, says the Ran, that we see from there at Nachamol, we see that it does not apply in a case, it applies even in a situation where you could do both mitzvahs, won't make a difference, you could still do both, and you still put them in a mitzvah. Raya number three, someone's digging a burial ground for a mace, so he's put from Kriya Shema Tefillah the whole time, even when he's when people normally dig, they take a rest. They're not super. They can't dig for hours straight. They take a little rest in between. They work. They dig, and then they stop for a couple of minutes. They go back to the work. So the putter, the whole time they putter. In fact, around why they putter? What do you mean? According to Tosis, will come out. They should be chayiv because when he's resting, he's not digging anyway. So you can do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you can have Eshel Kaim Shneim. Another case, right? Number three, we see, even though you could go ahead and do both things, you can do in the mitzvah now of being chofer, a burial ground for a mace, but since you took a little rest, and that time you can go ahead and read Kriya Shema. So why doesn't he do it? Teresa must be because you're putter. As long as you're involved in doing a mitzvah, you're putter. Whether you can do both together or not doesn't make a difference. Right, number four, another similar case, Mishamer is the mace, he's a shomer for a mace. And that time also, he can do Kriya Shema Tefillah at the same time, but he's putter from Kriya Shema Tefillah and Tefillin. Obviously, it must be. Vada Efshel Kaim Kaim Mitzvah, he can do both. Why not? Must be. You're putter because also we're a mitzvah putter and a mitzvah, no matter what, even if you can do both, you're still putter. Four seemingly very strong riyas against Tosis that we see. No matter what, whether you could do both or not, it's Eshel Kaim Shnei, you're still putter from all mitzvahs, why do the mitzvah? Okay? Sorry, I was saying. Therefore, the Ran sums it up. What does he say? He says, it's near the end of the big paragraph. Vikach nearly. Those things, mitzvah, patr, mitzvah, for pishachal, kamishneim. That's it. He says, Tos is wrong, you putter, even if you can both of them. Doesn't make a difference. Now the Ran has to deal with the Tosis, two kashas, right? Remember, Tos had two rayas to himself, to Tosis, right? And he brought two rayas, one from the case of where a person wears sitzvot tefillin. Obviously, you're still chayiv in mitzvahs, right? So you see that if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, you're mechuyiv. That was rayah number one. And rayah number two was, how do you explain the Gemara by Meisha Veda? Over there also, we see that you are, in that case, we see you're chayiv to do, you're chayiv when it's sitting in the cabinet and you're not actively working, you're not working on return the item, you're mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs that come about. You're mechuyiv to give the money to a tanan who comes. Obviously, because it won't make a difference. You can do both. It's only if you're doing it, then it makes a difference. If you're not doing it, it doesn't make a difference. So the Ran has to deal with those two riyas that the Tosis brought to himself. Says the Ran, Vahid in the Dorim, the case in Dorim is not a riyah at all. Devadi b'shas b'shosh aveda m'shumeris b'teivasach or mifter, he's not putter. You're right, he's not putter when he's sitting in the cabinet. The oseik mitzvah aminan, the mekayim mitzvah. Because the tour that we're talking about is not just how the guy's Mekayim Mitzvah, he's getting credit on his account that, oh, I got another mitzvah, it's a Mekayim Mitzvah. No, 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 that's not enough. You're only part of doing another mitzvah only if you're being Osek a mitzvah. You're actively involved, not passively involved. If you're doing a mitzvah passively, there's no tour of Patim and a mitzvah. And therefore, if you're Mekayim Mitzvah because you're watching the item, you're sitting in your cabinet until you find the right guy, you're definitely Mekayim Mitzvah, he's saying. But the only is, but it's not active, it's only passive. When you're passively Mekayim Mitzvah, there's no Ptur. The whole rule does not apply if you're passively Mekayim Mitzvah, only if you're actively Mekayim. Therefore, so if you're going ahead and so Bishas, the Lo Shchiach Tam, when you actively return the item, the Aveda, then you're actively doing your Ptur in that case. Osik Mitzvah, Ptur and a Mitzvah. But in a situation where it's just sitting in the cabinet waiting for the proper Balabas to come, for the Balabas, from the owner to come, in that case, you're not Ptur, because the rule of Potam and a mitzvah only applies if you're actively involved in the mitzvah. But if you're not actively involved, there's no Ptur. That's how we answer. So that explains both cases. If you're wearing tzitzis, if you're walking around wearing tzitzis or wearing tefillin, since you're not doing anything active to do the mitzvah, you put it on half an hour ago, and now you're just wearing it all day, so you're not doing anything active, there's no Ptur of Potam and a mitzvah. And therefore, it makes sense why you chayav mitzvahs, even though you are Mekayim mitzvah, but you're not actively Mekayim, you're not being Osik mitzvah, and therefore there's no Ptur. That's the Ran's defense of how in those two cases that we mentioned before, case of Tzitzis and Tefillin, and the case of the Havshavas Aveda, both cases you are still Chayiv in mitzvahs because you're not being actively doing the mitzvah, you're only doing it passively. That's the Ran says. Then he goes on, next paragraph of Bosai. I skipped the two lines from it, I'll get back to it later. But Umi Modina. However, he says, listen, in all honesty, I'll make a little hodah. I'll admit to something, he says. Even though I hold that even though it's Efshul Kaim Shneim, you're still patur min ha-mitzvah, assuming you're actively doing a mitzvah, assuming you're being osik a mitzvah. If you osik in one mitzvah, you're patur from all mitzvahs, right? Even though you could do both. But I'll admit to you, he says, kol she'enot tzorcha tzoach, klau. If there's no tirch involved at all, zero, nothing, no tirch at all involved at all, el kadarko b'mitzvah rishona, yoch lotzit eishtem. But, you know, even b'derech, when he's doing that first mitzvah, right, he can easily, without any tircha, he can be mekayim two mitzvahs. So in that case, vada yeshed eshdeim. Definitely, in that case, you definitely should be mekayim both, and you should fulfill the second mitzvah also. There's no pitur of osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah, mekayim both them. Umiyos tov ayikura. I think it's a famous expression. If you can do good, don't be bad. You know, don't be a bad guy. Don't be an oisver. If you try to, I got a heter against Hashem, not do mitzvahs. You know, you can do a mitzvah. What's the big deal? Do it, right? What's the problem? You can do good. Don't be a bad guy. Don't be called a bad person. And he brings a raya. So he says, so that's a special exception. Even though normally I hold that if you're involved in one and you could do both, nevertheless, you putter, but that only applies in a case where there's some tirch involved. Now we'll see what that means in a second. But there's no tirch at all, so there's no heter. You mechuyev to both. He brings a raya. The Gemara asked the kasha and daf chafei. Rabbi Abba bar Zav do Omrav chosin v'shoshvinov peturim in asukah. A chosin and his assistants, or the mesamchei chosin v'kala, the people mesameach chosin v'kala, they're potter from sukkah. That's what he says. A potter. Fret the Gemara kasha v'leichu b'sukkah v'yachdu v'lechdu b'sukkah. Let them eat in the sukkah and be happy in the sukkah. Now, the Gemara is assuming that why they potter, because they can't be happy in the sukkah. It's too cold. It's too hot. No, too many bugs. Whatever the reason, they can't be happy in the sukkah. And therefore, they're potters. In fact, more kasha, what do you mean? Let them eat in the sukkah, and they can be happy there. What's the problem? Why not? Whatever the Gemara's kasha is, find a way, whatever. Be happy in the sukkah. What's the big deal? Why not? So why should they be potter? Says the Ran, the afagav, the osik misa potter ben mitzvah. What do you mean? So you're right, they can be happy, but there's still the ptur of osik misa potter ben mitzvah, right? Still have that ptur, right? What happened to that? Forget about it. You can't be happy. Let's say you could be happy. But Ramaisa also commits his part of a mitzvah. Right? So what's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara says you should be chayiv and eat in the sukkah because you can be happy. Fine, but I'm not mechuyiv to because I'm involved in a mitzvah. I'm doing simchas chasam v'kala. Mesameach chasam v'kala. It's a big mitzvah. So Frech Duran, what's the Gemara's kasha? How can you say, well, you can be happy in the sukkah and therefore eat in the sukkah, but you're right, but Ramaisa, I'm pater. I'm mesameach chasam v'kala. There's no chiyiv. That's the Ran's kasha. So even though that's true, says the Ram, what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? V'yohachi, in derech ha-mesamchin, mesameach chos mekalo b'chuppah b'vad. It's not just, simchas chos mekalo, it's not just done b'chuppah. El af b'chadorim, other rooms, b'aliyos, and the rooftops, and the sukkah, and wherever they are, where the chos mekalo is, you mekai the mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference if you're here, there, who cares? Doesn't make a difference. Mesamchin also, you don't have to be in the chuppah to go ahead and mesameach chos mekalo. You can be wherever you are, any room you are in. You're in this room, that room, doesn't make a difference which classroom you're in, the base medrash, in the attic, on the rooftop. Sukkah, who cares? Umishimachi parchinan, kivan, the chior chayu, mitzvah avde. Since when they're doing it normally, they can mekayim the mitzvah. Yes, they shneim, so mekayim both them. So says the Ran, you see from that Gemara that there's no tirch at all, there's no issue, there's tirch seems to be both. It's not pashut, but I think pshat is, and I think my chavrusa might argue with me on this one, we'll see later. But pshat seems to be that if you can go ahead, you're doing the first mitzvah, and without affecting at all in any way that doing the first mitzvah by doing the second mitzvah, right? Because you can do whatever you want, you do it here, there, so what difference does it make? So eat in the sukkah, what's with you? You want to be a bad guy? What do you be a bad guy for? Be a good guy if you can be a good guy versus a bad guy, right? Do a mitzvah. So since in the normal process, given the chiyur chayu, mitzvah avdei, they're still doing a mitzvah, so be also both them. And therefore, the Ran paskins, even though I hold normally speak, if you can do both, you still you still putter. But that's only if it involves some kind of tircha. If it takes away somehow the tircha, therefore it'll take away from the first mitzvah. If you have to do any tirchah, you patur. Mishmachir Rabbanan, the Shulchan Mitzvah. Therefore, all the cases before, the Rabbanan, when they went in the Shulchan Mitzvah, Avi Gonu Chus Chusukah, the Cholzman Shechusam, Oskim Mitzvah Mikre, or Yuchayavim Kai Mitzvah Sukah. Not Mechuyif. So, normally speaking, not Mechuyif if you're doing one mitzvah. You know, you can do a second mitzvah. The exception to that is in a situation where it won't be, it's nothing. It's no tirch at all to the second mitzvah. You can do it like that, and you mekayim both, so you should mekayim both. I forgot, let me just go back for a second. I forgot to emphasize one point. He gave, what's the svara for this? Why, normally speaking, a yosik mitzvah, patim mitzvah, even a situation where you could do both? Like, why not? You should do both. So it's a little tirch, but you can do both. So he says, because kol shu osik b'mlachto shel makom, if you're involved, the end of the first paragraph, as long as you're involved in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about anything else. No, forget about it. You know, we don't want anything else on your mind. You do your mitzvah, that's it, finished. You don't have to do any more mitzvahs. You're a partner. You're involved in focusing on Hashem. You do your mitzvah, Hashem, Shemayim, whatever you do. You're doing a mitzvah. You're not mechuyif to start thinking about other mitzvahs. That's the rule. Except, he says, Modina, in a case where it involves nothing. There's no big deal. So do that mitzvah. Why not? You're going to be in the room anyway, so be in this room as opposed to that room. So why not? Be in the sukkah, be kind of mitzvah. That's the Ran Rabosai. Beautiful Ran. The Pan Rabosai is as follows. It seemed to me that there's an Ofen Akasha over here. Choros the Stark Akasha. The Ran before was a Mechadish of Bichidish, right? That there's a special new halacha, new criteria of when we apply Osik Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah. It was a Mechadish. That what only applies if you're actively doing the Mitzvah as opposed to passively doing the Mitzvah. Doesn't apply if you're passively doing the Mitzvah. Why was he Mechadish this? Because he had a problem. He had a Beiner Halach. He had a problem in the case of the two cases, the case of Tzitzit Tefillin, case number one, the case of Veda, case number two. In all those cases, Tos had good rayas. We see over there. In that situation over there, we saw that you're not putz from doing mitzvah, so why not? He says, it must be, he's a mechayish, I can only explain that with doing one way. You know why? Because they're not actively doing the mitzvah, only passively. Both, I don't understand. If they're right at the end, he's modinavach, that there's a different rule, different exception to the rule. If it's no tirch at all, so go ahead and do both mitzvahs. So why is the Ran forced to mechayish that first svar of active and passive? Let him just say, very simple, in both those cases, case number one, where a guy's wearing tzitzit and tefillin, is it any problem at all? Does it affect at all his mitzvah performance if he goes in and does another mitzvah? You know, he wants to make a bracha, he wants to give tzedakah. What's the problem? He's wearing tzitzit, it's not going to affect his mitzvah performance of the tzitzit. There's no tirch at all in doing that. So, do any mitzvah. The reason why, mechuyif mitzvah, when you're involved, when you're wearing tzitzit and tefillin, is because there's no tirch at all. That's the chiddush he gives at the end. So that would explain very nice that first case of tzitzis and tefillin. So to the case of Machzor Aveda. The guy has, that we're talking about the case where the Aveda's on the shelf, it's in his closet, and he's waiting for the Baal HaBus to come and claim with the proper simanim. In that situation, he's Mekayim Mitzvah. And what's Osik Mitzvah? We say it's not Potter. You know why he's not Potter? Because, what's the big deal? Right, what's the Russian? The Miyos Tova Yikara. What's the problem? Why don't you do a Mitzvah? And he comes to the door, of course give him 10 bucks. But I'm doing a mitzvah. Yeah, but there's no tirch at all. What's the problem? It doesn't take away from your other mitzvah. Right? He can do the mitzvah. What's the kiyah chayim mitzvah avdei? Do the mitzvah. He can still do the second mitzvah. So what's the problem? So that second yisod is a machash the end would seem to also answer the kasha from the two cases that Tos asked. Tos brought it right from two cases. Well, Chori can answer those two cases by just be mechadish the second yisod. Since he admits it, there's no tirch at all in the chor, there's no tirch, it doesn't upset the first mitzvah at all. It doesn't do anything to the first mitzvah. The guy's wearing tzitzit and tefillin, no problem, do the mitzvah. Do 20 mitzvahs, it doesn't make a difference. You're mekayim mitzvah of Shavas Aveda because it's up in the closet or you're watching it. So do a million mitzvahs, what's the problem? It doesn't hurt you at all. So why should be a bad guy if you can be a good guy? So why is the Ran forced to mechadish the other yisod to see me answer those two kashas? That active and passive, drop it, forget it. Let's say even active, you get a patur. But there's no patur because you can do both, very simply. There's nothing. It doesn't do anything to the first mitzvah. Just like the case of the chas and the chuppah. Right? To sit in the sukkah means nothing, because instead of sitting over there, sit in the sukkah over there, you make kind of mitzvah, says the Ran. There's no patur. It's kashna one on both sides. So we're trying to go and try to answer that kasha. And the Maisa, we just brought four Schnarker Rais against Tosis, Mitzvah Yashiv Tosis. How do we answer those four cases to defend Tosis, right? Those four cases seem to say clearly that the guy's Osik Ben Mitzvah, you're Patur Ben Mitzvah, even in a situation where you can Mekayim both of them. You can Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. Nevertheless, we see you're Patur. So bomb Kasha and Tosis, four Schnarker Kashas on Tosis. That's the goal of the Shira both say. We'll finish. So let me, okay. Sorry, I can't take questions now. So let me go back to both say. If I didn't read it inside to your both say, but if you look carefully, there seems to be another machokus, maybe, I'm not sure if it's connected or not, but when you read the Ran and Tosis, there seems to be a different machokus between the Ran and Tosis. A second machokus. Totally, like I said, I'm not sure if it's connected or not. I would like to make connected, but I don't know. I'm not sure if it's connected at all, but it seems to be a different machokus. Just to read the Ran and Tosis. Tosis said, going back to Tosis, near the end of the quote from Tosis, he says, so what's the case? What's the case that Tosis holds here? There's only putter, Osik Mr. Putter, miss only situation or what? Where it's Yeshul Kaim Shnehem. What's the case of Yeshul Kaim Shnehem? He says, right, the case by case of Veda. If you're involved in it, right, you're busy doing the mitzvah of returning that Veda, Talosha Aveda, right, because he was, not returning, but other things, he's busy, ironing it out, putting it on the table, Shatchol Tzarcha, Obehema Shinosin Fon Amazonas, he's feeding the animal, so he's busy doing things, so you can't do, that's what he says, you can't do the other thing, you can't go ahead and give a pruta to an ani. If you're busy, stretching it out and making it nice and make sure it doesn't get wrinkled and feeding the animal, you can't do two things at one time. So since you can't do two things at one time, it's Yeshul Kaim Shnei, there's a Ptur, also miss a Patim and a miss. That's what Tosa says. Let me ask you, Tosa, what would happen? I have a simple answer of Tosa. I have a simple idea for you, Tosa. Why don't you go ahead and you're feeding the animal. I don't think so in a case where you're starving and who knows what, or you'll make a simpler case, the case where you're ironing out the talif, let's say. Shotcha, you're spreading it out to make sure it doesn't get wrinkled. Why is that Yeshul Kaim Shneim? If the ani comes to the door, I would go ahead and stop being involved in ironing the talis, okay? Stop for a couple minutes, go to the door, give the ani staka, then come back, and just push it off, postpone a little bit. I can do both mitzvahs. Not going to kill. It's not a timely mitzvah. I don't think it's talking about a case where you're mechuyev to feed the animal because it's hungry. I don't know. It's not dafka that case. In the case of the shotcha for sure, right? He's trying to iron it out. So it can wait 2 minutes. What's going to hurt the talus if he waits a couple minutes, right? So let him wait a couple minutes. Push it off to the side. He started doing it. Fine. Let him stop right there. There's knock on the door. Only comes to the door. I can mekayim both of them. Right, I can go ahead and stop what I'm doing, go to the door, give the guy staka, then come back and finish ironing out the talus. Why is it Yeshul Kaim Shneim? That's what Kaim Shneim. Tosis calls this case the case of the Aveda, where it's busy being Meshateach, the Tzorcha, the Aveda, the talus. It's the Yeshul Kaim Shneim. What do you mean? It's Yeshul Kaim Shneim. You can do both. You can't do both simultaneous, that's true, but you can do both, right? You're not going to lose the mitzvah. So be smart, Hashem gave you two mitzvahs, right? One mitzvah is take care of the Aveda, the iron. Next mitzvah is you can go ahead and give it money. So I'm going to be a smart guy. Hashem wants me to juggle a little bit. We heard juggling, right? We juggle a little bit in Shiva business, right? So you can juggle over here also. Do both mitzvahs. What's the big deal? It seems, Rabosai, the Tosis holds that Kor, Zetmer Defun, right? It's a great Zetmer Defun, Tosis holds, that's not called Efshul Kaim Shnehem. Right? If a guy could juggle and push it off, no, that's not called Eshel Kaim Shneim. Why? I guess because the mitzvah you're doing now, you're going to lose now at least. You might get it back in 10 minutes, but that doesn't count. I'm doing the mitzvah now. I can't do both now, says Tosis. We can't do both now. Eshel Kaim Shneim. I can still get credit for both of them total. In the long term, in the greater scheme of things, you'll end up doing both mitzvahs. No, that's called Eshel Kaim Shneim. Clear from Tosis. Look at the Ran Rabosai. The Ran later on. Says a Feirish, not like that. Just in the course of the conversation, I mean, he says it for a reason, but when he ends up giving his pshat, he says, He said, in the case of the Aveda, Mish of the Eschol, Mish of the Aveda Eschol, Afal Pishu Makai Mitzvah. And also, but this one he says there's a difference of active and passive. He's not actively doing it. El Bishah Shemanara, unless he's actively, you know, flattening it out, ironing it. Ubay Hishait at that time, Vadai Potter, Mesav Prutalani. You're right. In the first case where he's in the closet, he's not Potter because he's not active. But in the case where he is actively kind of mitzvah, right, he's actively ironing the Aveda, therefore he's doing the active mitzvah. Vadai Potter, Mesav Prutalani. Listen, this are both Afal P, Efshul Kaim Mishtein. He's pointing out to Tosis that you see, you're wrong, Tosis, because over there, you couldn't be Kaim both. Why? Eshul Kaim Shtein Vogachser Vogonaro. You can do both, right? Like he likes my Eitzah, right? Stop what you're doing, go to the door, and give the Ani some money, then come back, and then finish, you know, afterwards, be Mishateach. So the Ran seemingly just, I don't know why, is arbitrarily argues on Tosis as to what the definition of Eshul Kaim Shtein is. Tosis holds that as long as you can't do it right now, both simultaneous, yeah, sure. You get the credit in the long run. I can't do both of them, right? That bothers Tosis, so to speak. I'm not getting Hashkafa, but that's Eshul Kaim Shneim. The Ran says, that's Eshul Kaim Shneim. In spite of that, it doesn't make a difference because even my Eshul Kaim Shneim, you're still part of the mitzvah, but that's Eshul Kaim Shneim. I can do both. So push it off. Who cares? You're not doing the mitzvah now? Big deal. You're doing 10 minutes from now. Who cares? Eshul Kaim Shneim. Beautiful machokas between the Ran and Tosis. Right? Interesting. Let's try to go back. So we have this machokas, right? Do we care about right now only? Tos says, if he can't do it right now, you have a major problem on your hands. And the Ran says, I don't care about right now. Let's look at the overall picture, how things add up. So I would suggest, Rabosai, I'm not a bucky in the Sefer HaChinuch to know when you have key mitzvahs and all that, but I would like to suggest that let's go through the four cases of the, or at least some of the cases, I don't have time for all of them. Let's go through the cases of the, I forgot something, but no time, okay. I'll just say one thing about the fast, I forgot to mention before, I apologize. We asked the Kasha, how come the Ran doesn't just use the second Yesod to answer up the two cases? So I was looking around and I saw the Mechaber, the editor, of the Mikroi Kodesh by Sri Pesach Frank. So in Mikroi Kodesh, he has a piece on Osag Mitzvah, and he brings this Ran, and he says, and it's not Sri Pesach, it's, I don't know, the author is in the bottom, the editor, I guess it is, he has his own notes on Sri Pesach Frank's piece of Torah over there, and he says that what the Ran means, only he just meant that it's Midas Chassidus. There's no actual Chiv to actually go ahead. If, even though you can do both, and there's no Tircha, you're still Putter. But it's Midas Chassidus to do the second one because Mios Tov al Mios Riyah. What other example question? I'm sorry. Right? Right. Mios Tov al Yikra Ra. Right? Don't be a bad guy. Be a good guy. So that person on the bottom says that it's not an actual Chiv. It's just Midas Chassidus. You know, you should be a nice guy and do both. But Medina Yipater. If that's true, so my Kash is not a Kash anymore because in those cases we know you're actually Chayav. If you're really Pater Medina, so it's only Chiv Midas Chassidus. So you couldn't use that pshat to answer those two cases, because in those cases your mamish chayev, and that won't explain it. But Ramaisa Safan Arabo said, but I have a core raya from the Ran that he's wrong, it's not true. Mamish, we have to, I'll tell you later in private if you want, but I don't want to take everyone's time. But it's core, if you read the Ran inside, it's not just from the Russian, also it's mashma, not just from the Russian, it's core mashma that it's mamish. He says there's a chiev medina to go ahead and do both mitzvahs in a situation where there's no hefzer at all. That's a side point about that. I forgot to say, mentioned before. Anyway, let's go back. So what about, let's call it the first case. The first of the four kashas on Tosis. What about a case of the Reish Galusa? The guy can, so what happened? The guy's going to, he went to visit his Rebbe. He came to town, right? And, he has to eat also. He has to eat when he eats. So he says it's part from the sukkah. He's part from the sukkah. Even though it's a pasul sukkah, so he said, no, but I'm part of sukkah, I'm not shulchan mitzvah, none. Rabbi, so let's analyze b'chal. What is the mitzvah? So we mentioned quickly, it seems chad is, because if a guy is going to do a mitzvah, he's going to mekabel pnei rabbo, right? So Megel says, so why is he also doing mitzvah when he's sleeping, or when he's eating, or whatever he's doing, right? Bechani Yasun, what's Shvat and Rashi, why is that true? That's because, you know, Bechol Drachef Da'eyah, whatever, you're doing this for the purpose of, it's all part of him, this is a Heksher mitzvah, I guess, something like that. And you're Mekayim the mitzvah, or you're a Shtickel mitzvah, whatever, I don't know exactly what level mitzvah is, some kind of mitzvah you're doing, when you go ahead, and whatever you're doing for the purpose of, the end result of Mekabel Pnei Rabo, on Yontif, all that's also part of the mitzvah, the Mekayim mitzvah. When you're sleeping now because I need strength tomorrow to go ahead and visit my Rebbe, learn Torah, right? When I'm eating for that purpose. It's all part of the Hechatimsa, it's the Hechshir mitzvah. Therefore, you're Mekayim mitzvah all the time. That'll cause Pashup Shah. If that's Rabosai, I would like to suggest that Tosis has a very easy way out of these four kashas in that situation. If a guy would go ahead, I need a friend for these svaras or both, but I think it makes sense. If a guy is doing a mitzvah, so no matter what he's doing beside that, I don't care what his kavanah is, if you're doing a physical mitzvah, so you're doing a mitzvah no matter what happens, no matter what else you're doing. If the whole mitzvah is because this is necessary, I'm doing this is being done for that, so pshaz only if you're doing it for that. But if a guy is doing it, if a guy is eating, he's walking around town trying to find a sukkah, he'll find a sukkah in 10 minutes, but when he's walking around town to try to find a sukkah, he's making the phone calls, and he goes, and he wants to kind of miss a sukkah, at that time, Tosa says, and even Aran would agree to that, you're not kind of mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pei Rabo, because that's not, you have a different focus. If the whole mitzvah is the focus, because this is being done for the purpose of seeing the Rebbe and learning Torah by Rebbe, that's only if it's being done, if you're doing this action, you're sleeping, whatever, for that purpose, fine. But let's say a guy is walking around town, he has to find a sukkah. It has nothing to do with his Rebbe. His Rebbe doesn't need a sukkah to sleep in, or to eat, for you to eat in a sukkah, sleep in a sukkah. That's, you know, you can learn Torah by the Rebbe without sleeping in a sukkah someplace else. My going to find, or I'm not sure if it's referring to the going or the sleeping, whatever he's referring to, right? There's no mitzvah over there. There's a mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, but at that time you're not mekayim the mitzvah of going to mekabel pnei rabo. Mela says Tosis, in that situation, it's efshul kaim shneihem. It's not efshul kaim shneihem. You can physically do both of them. But if I do the mitzvah of going to find the sukkah at that time, I'll be losing the mitzvah, at least for that time, of being mekabel pnei rabo. Says Tosis. So what's the problem? You have no kash in that case. The Ran goes ahead, the Ran will hold, we said, but now this time the Mahogos Ran and Tosis, right, that we mentioned a minute ago. Tosis holds that we care about the now, every second we count right now, is Efshul Kaim Shneim. So Tosis holds that if a guy can't be Mekayim the mitzvah right now, which is the first mitzvah, he'll be stopped temporarily from that mitzvah. He says, that's called Yeshua Kaim Shneim, says Tosis. That's what we saw from Tosis, right? You can't do both of them. I can do both by having one later on. I don't care about the long term. I care about right now. Right now, you can't do the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. Says Tosis, in this case, assuming my hashkof is right, okay? I think the right agrees with the same hashkof, they both agree, that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah right now. So Tosis, it's Yeshua Kaim Shneim. The Ran, Lushitose, asked the Kash, because the Ran holds Nag, Tosis, got to be what he said later on. That's considered Yeshua Kaim Shneim. You can do both. What's going to kill your mitzvah? Okay, so you're right. Right now, you're not going to Mekayim the mitzvah because you're going ahead and your focus is on Mitzvah Sukkah. So you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Rav. Okay, so you'll Mekayim it 10 minutes later. When you finish Sukkah, you'll go back to Mekayim the mitzvah of Mimkawi Yipre Rabo. So it says the Ran holds, she tosso of later on, which he happens to say, happens to throw out, he holds his Efshul Kaim Shneihem. I'm sorry, it's Efshul Kaim Shneihem. You could do both. You could do both because stop, go search, go find the sukkah now. Mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. If you're not Mekayim the mitzvah rabbo right now, fine, so what? You Mekayim in 10 minutes now. When are you finished? It's Efshul Kaim Shneihem. So therefore, the Ran has to give out the kasha and Tosis. But Tosis says, that's no kasha on me. You got it all wrong, Rabbi Ran, because you got the definition of Efshul Kaim Shneihem wrong. Because this is the case of Efshul Kaim Shneihem, because if you search for the sukkah, you're not going to Mekayim the mitzvah Rebbe at this time. Well, so if you go through all the four cases, the same yesod applies to all, a little different in each case, but in all four cases, it'll be the same machlokas. all these mitzvah are mitzvahs, which is not a mitzvah, a mitzvah which a guy is doing. It's what a guy is the kavana behind. If I intend to do the mitzvah, I'm sleeping for the purpose of going to my Rebbe, then it's a key mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pei Rabbo. But if you're not doing it for that purpose, right? So other cases also. That's the case of the, what's the case of the next case? Let's have next case for a second. But next case, the chassan. Right, chassan's putter. So if he goes there, if the whole 4 days he's involved in trying to figure out how to do the beer rishon, he tried to do the mitzvah with his wife. So Melech is mekayim mitzvah the whole time, right? That's all heksha mitzvah. But if he stops doing that, and he's a mace of daito, and he calms himself down, and he says, let me forget about that for 10 minutes, let me do the mitzvah kriya shema, he's not doing the other mitzvah anymore. So the Tosfos would say it's called Yeshul Kaim Shneim, because he loses the mitzvah now. And the Rambam says Eshul Kaim Shneim, because you can do the mitzvah later on. As soon as you finish, you go back to the mitzvah. What's the big deal? That's Tosfos. So every single case of both sides, I don't go into it now. All the four cases, you'll see, you can show, we can establish and illustrate how it's each one is a machokas between the Ran and Tos. Is it Eshul Kaim Shneim? And Meiloth, the Ran's fine, because he has a good kashu with Shitase, and the Tos is fine because he has a good teres with Shitase. Okay? Hashta sinu hachir bosai. One more step and we're finished. So we explained, I'm sorry to go a little too long, but that's the four cases. We just answered the four kashas Tosas, the Ran had on Tosas by showing in all those cases is Yeshua Kayim Shneim according to Tosas, therefore there's no problem. The last kash we had bosai was. The other kash we have to answer is, why did the Ran have to go ahead and Mechadish his new Chiddush at the end of the Shir? Right? He says, you know, if it's the first Chiddush is Mechadish, active and passive. Who needs that? Right? All those two cases of Tzitzis and Tefillin on one hand, and the case of Shabbos Aveda, both those cases can be explained with the final Yesod he said. If there's no Hefset, and there's no Hefset over there. There's no Hefset. So I would say, I both say it's not true. There is a Hefset. You can't explain why you're chayiv in those cases by just using the last yesod of the Ran. Because the whole yesod was, if it doesn't make any difference, on both sides, even the Ran who held, this is a little tricky, but even the Ran who holds that normally that's called Efshel Kaim Shneihem, because he doesn't care about losing out a mitzvah for the short term. That's what got me the definition of Efshel Kaim Shneihem. Well, got me the idea of whether or not, is there any hefset at all? When a person is doing one mitzvah and he goes to a second mitzvah, let's talk about the case of the tougher case, the case of the Aveda, right? The person, he's a mekayim the mitzvah, it's in his cabinet, and he's watching it for the purpose of Hashavas Aveda, the mekayim mitzvah. Now he goes ahead and he stops for the ani, right? So the kash is, we see whether he's not potter. Why aren't you potter? So what do you say? Well, you know why you're not potter? Because the Ran later on says that if it's no loss to the first mitzvah, you might as well do the second mitzvah. Why not? Well, there is a loss. He's not going to, in that case, he'll be doing the mitzvah anyway, because he's physically watching, and he's physically, you know, watching the Veda. So he'll still be kind of mitzvah, but it's a different level of mitzvah. It's a different quality of the mitzvah, both sides. And the Ran agrees that if a person is doing a mitzvah, and he's watching it, he's sitting there, I don't know if he's watching, staring, but he's watching it, I have the thing in my thing, and that's what I'm thinking about, and I'm doing a shame, Hashavas Aveda, that's a different level of mitzvah than going ahead and forgetting about that and going and giving an anitztaka. So even though you're still mekayim the mitzvah in that case, we'll go into later if you want, in the case of where we're sitting, you're still mekayim Hashavas Aveda because it's still being watched by you. That's a physical fact. That's not kavana. But lemaisa is a different level of mitzvah. Says the Ran, that's a loss. If I lose out in the quality of the mitzvah I'm doing, Because I'm not focusing. My focus is someplace else. The same yisod that we used before, which the Ran normally still considers efshur kaim shnehem, the Ran would agree. Or gotta be the criteria. Is it considered a loss at all? It still is a hefset. Back is a hefset. A little bit hefset. Because instead of sitting there and only watching it and not doing anything else and making sure that it's protected for the baal bus to come and come back, Ramaisa, instead of doing that, I'm being involved in something else. I'm taking care of the ani. That's taking away from the quality of the mitzvah he was doing initially. Therefore, even according to the last sort of the Ran, which said that if there's no loss at all to do the second mitzvah, over here there is a loss. Because it'll take away from the quality of the mitzvah. Therefore, the Ran needs the first yisod of active and passive to explain why why there's no p'tur of osik mispatur p'tur min mitzvah in those two cases of sitzes b'gdil v'tfilin b'rosho in the case of the aveda in both those cases, only because he's not active, he's only passively doing it, and therefore he's not p'tur b'mitzvah. But the last sort of the Ran would not help him. Okay.